meeting of the state's parties to this convention. I would also like to commend the Implementation Support Unit, the office holders, and committee members for their excellent work in this meeting. Distinguished delegates, the Philippines affirms its commitment to this landmark convention and to the Oslo Action Plan. Our country takes pride in taking the lead towards strong international norms, rejecting the use of landmines, having denounced all landmines use even prior to this convention's entry into force. We completed the elimination of our entire stockpile of anti-personnel mines in 1998, and since then, the Philippines did not retain any live mines for training purposes and has pursued a policy of immediate disposal of any such weapons found in inspections and field operations. In furtherance of the Philippines' commitment to the convention, our legislators have been working on drafting of a comprehensive law on landmines. This draft bill aims not only to implement this convention, but also to reconcile its implementation with that of the amended Protocol 2 of the CCW. With this law, the Philippines seeks to contribute to the overall humanitarian effort to solve the global scourge of anti-personnel mines, without prejudice to its primary goal of addressing our country's own landmine problem as linked to its use by non-state armed groups. Mr. President, until now, the Philippines suffers from sporadic attacks from non-state actors, including the terrorist group New People's Army, whose indiscriminate use of landmines costs the lives of innocent civilians and disrupts government services in communities that need them the most. In addressing these imminent threats, the Philippines continues to strengthen the capacity of its security forces in mine clearing operations and pursues active participation in regional efforts through its engagement with the ASEAN Regional Mine Action Center and the ASEAN Defense Ministers Meeting Plus Experts Working Group on Humanitarian Mine Action. The Philippines adopts a whole-of-society approach in ending the use of landmines, which brings together state security forces, local governments, civil society groups, and grassroots communities. The Philippines implements transformation programs for former rebels and projects in communities that have suffered indiscriminate use of landmines, which include activities that focus on confidence building, healing, and reconciliation, as well as the construction of public infrastructures to ease the lives of the people in these affected communities. Finally, the Philippines will continue to stress the importance of strong national ownership of mine action and its constructive participation in advancing the aims of this convention. Thank you very much.